BATSETTERS Winter Conference 2025, highlights from Day 2. Natalie Burrows, editor at EBNet. If Day 1 was the appetizer, Day 2 served up a tasty feast of content as the main course. Tuesday's session opened with a panel discussion where Zarina Kamroudian, FSCA, and Mabango Lekemani, pension funds adjudicator, shared their regulatory updates with delegates. My key takeaways were, the FSCA has issued 962 letters to trustees who have not complied with the Trustee Toolkit, TTK, requirements. Those trustees who still don't comply by the end of June 2025 will be removed and their names published. The TTK will be updated with two-pot content and the provisions of the Conduct of Financial Institutions Bill, COFI, once enacted. Watch EBNet. Stream's interview with Sanchia Petri, senior analyst from the FSCA, where she discusses this non-compliance and future developments to the TTK here. The FSCA will not take kindly to retirement funds who leave compliance with Joint Standard 2 of 2024 on cybersecurity and resilience to their service providers. The focus now shifts to the phasing in of COFI. The pension funds adjudicator shared that many of the complaints her office had received were around withdrawal benefits, particularly relating to savings pot withdrawals. A large number of complaints were also received relating to late payment of contributions by employers. Section 37C complaints were also referenced, with the adjudicator sharing that her office had set aside more than 50% of the decisions referred to them. She encouraged trustees to pay attention to the details and make sure they thoroughly investigate each case. Both the FSCA and the adjudicator reiterated the continued efforts in resolving long outstanding employer contributions to funds. BATSETTER, together with conference delegates, took a special moment to acknowledge Ms. Lekemani's contribution to the industry as her term of office as pension funds adjudicator comes to an end. Her term may be ending, but her positive impact will be felt for years to come. Another interesting conversation was around AI and LLMs, and their applicability for retirement funds. There is a strong case to be made for AI's ability to automate many of the routine tasks in retirement funds, like processing member queries, tracking contributions, and ensuring regulatory compliance, thereby saving time and reducing errors. But, as the guest speakers from StanLib highlighted, it can go way beyond that. Think about the advanced analytics to enable funds to predict market trends and opportunities. And even further to the cloud computing now available that enables investment managers to analyze large datasets when building portfolios. Add to that the ability to have a far broader understanding of risk, and you could almost believe that the skills of the traditional active manager are being replaced. While the speakers did share that job losses is one of the most commonly cited fears around AI, the consensus seems to be rather that job descriptions are changing, requiring a different skill set, both in asset management and in most other disciplines. We live in a world where, from 2010 to 2020, the total volume of data worldwide increased from a mere 2 zettabytes per year to 64 zettabytes per year. And in 2025, it is projected to reach 181 zettabytes. In case you're like me and hearing this term zettabyte for the first time, a zettabyte is 1 trillion gigabyte. It's little wonder that we're all feeling a tad overwhelmed. Perhaps, as an individual responded to me on X while I was sending live updates from the session, the trick is to now use AI to synthesize this data into meaningful chunks. The discussion did move to ethical use of AI, the cost reductions we could perhaps experience, and the dilemma of where protection lies should investors experience negative outcomes in AI-generated portfolios. All great discussion points still needing definitive answers. Breakaway sessions held on the second day focused on investing in a global context of shifting inflation dynamics, consistency in investing, and the case for quality when certainty is scarce. Chaired by principal offices of some of the industry's largest retirement funds, the conversation was meaningful and important. From a personal POV, reconnecting with friends, colleagues, and peers, and making some new ones, plus the opportunity to meet the BATSETTER executive team who were always visible and available to chat, was invaluable. Thank you to Anne-Marie and her team at Batsetter for an excellent 2 days of content and connection. Ends. Author at Natalie Burrows. EBNet plus posts bio at Natalie Burrows. EBNet hash Malongui dash disabled dash link Batsetter. S Winter Conference 2025. Highlights of Day 1 at Natalie Burrows. EBNet hash Malongui dash disabled dash link highlights of the 2025 Pension Lawyers Association Conference at Natalie Burrows. EBNet hash Malongui dash disabled dash link budget 2025. The specifics for retirement funds at Natalie Burrows. EBNet hash Malongui dash disabled dash link EBNet Evolutionary Award winners share on your socials.